Chapter 3. Potts All-Purpose Oil. The Otis family went to bed early. By 11 o'clock, they were all tucked up and fast asleep. Sir Simon looked out of the window at the top of Canterville Chase and smiled a ghostly smile. Conditions were perfect. Dense fog and no moon. He put on one of his favourite haunting outfits and glided silently down the stairs to the first floor. Once in the hall, he let his feet clank to the ground. Catching sight of himself in the mirror, he admired the effect. Eyes as red as burning coals, long, straggly hair, and jingling chains hanging from his wrists. Rusty chains around his ankles rasped along the floorboards. These Otises, who were not afraid of ghosts, were in for a big shock. Sir Simon decided to start with Mr. Otis. Once he'd scared him out of his wits, the rest of the family would be terrified. In front of him, faint candlelight oozed from underneath a door. Stomp, stomp, stomp. He clanked towards it. There was the rattle of a doorknob as the door opened. "My dear man, haven't you heard of oil? We really cannot have rusty chains clanking around all night. You'll wake the whole house." The ghost stopped, amazed. In front of him was Mr. Hiram Otis. He was standing in the doorway in his dressing gown, holding out a little bottle. The ghost drew himself up to his full height. Jangling his chains, he gave the most horrible moan. "Ah!" Mr. Otis pushed the bottle towards Sir Simon. "My dear sir, don't get upset. This is Potts, all-purpose oil. I use it for my hair, but it will work just as well for rusty chains." Sir Simon was too shocked even to rattle his bones. Didn't this man know who he was? "Here," said Mr. Otis, "I'll put the oil on the table by the candles. Help yourself." Did this American have no respect? Sir Simon swiped the bottle to the ground in a fury. Then, clanking his chains, he turned and fled. But it was not over. As he rounded the corner, two small creatures dressed in white burst out of a doorway, yelling their heads off. A large pillow whizzed by, just missing his head. Those horrible twins! Had they no fear? Back in his secret room, Sir Simon fell against the wall and fumed. Red-hot steam hissed from his ears like smoke. Never in his brilliant career had he been so angry. People were usually petrified. What was he doing wrong? He thought over some of his past successes. One, grinning through the curtains during a storm. This had made four housemaids faint in one go. Two, old noisy bones. Madame Tremour had been terrified when she awoke to find his skeleton sitting in her armchair reading her diary. Three, the green hand tapping at the window. This had made the head butler lock himself in the pantry for a week. Four, skeleton skittles. Everyone had shrieked in terror as he played skittles with his own bones on the front lawn. Genius. And now some silly American was offering him Potts all-purpose oil. Unbearable. No ghost in history had been treated in this way. He was sure of that. He spent the rest of the night in deep thought. He needed a new plan of action.